I felt my heart split with pain. It seemed to me that the offenses they were giving him were so many that in order to escape, he wanted to hide within me, almost to find a refuge. I also felt such pains because men were to be chastised that it seemed to me that I, not they, was to suffer. Even more, it seemed to me that, had I been able to, it would have been more bearable for me to suffer all those chastisements myself rather than to see others suffer. I tried to compassionate him as much as I could, and with all my heart I said to him, "O Holy Spouse, hold back the scourges which your justice keeps prepared. If the multiplicity of the iniquities of man is great, there is the immense sea of your blood in which you can bury them, and so your justice will be satisfied. If you have nowhere to go to delight yourself, come into me. I give you all my heart, that you may somehow rest and delight with it. It is true that I, too, am a bilge of vices, but you can purify me, make of me what you want. But, oh, please, placate yourself. If the sacrifice of my life is necessary, oh, how gladly I would make it for you, as long as I may see your own images spared." And the Lord, interrupting my speaking, continued telling me, "Here is exactly where I wanted you. If you offer yourself to suffer no longer every now and then, as up until now, but continuously, every day, for a certain given time, I will spare men. See how I will do it. I will put you between my justice and the iniquities of the creatures. And when my justice sees itself filled with iniquities to the point of not being able to contain them, and is forced to send the thunderbolts or the scourges in order to chastise the creatures, in finding you in the middle, instead of striking men, you are the one who will remain struck. Only in this way will I be able to content you in sparing men, not otherwise.